Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:21 British Summer Time. Well, let's get the show on the road by looking at silver. And all day today, silver was looking great. It had just been going up and up, and at one point, it was up at about 686 on the December future, and it was looking, and I think on the September future it was looking a little bit higher than that. It was at 694, and things were looking really good, and then it just kind of came down a little bit. I'm just gonna pull that up, pull that chart up, and it's currently at sorry, it's currently at 687, so it's more or less where it ended yesterday, having seen quite a bit of quite a bit of volatility during the day today. So that one is still more or less range trading. Gold has gone up another $2.25. That's up at 406. So that looks like it's sort of heading up more or less towards the top of the sort of more or less medium term range, which is at just under 410. If we saw it maybe break 410, that might be quite encouraging, but it has gone up for the last 5 days, so I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we saw maybe 1 or 2 days where it went down, just because it might be just running out of a little bit of steam in the short term. Platinum as well didn't really have a spectacular day in here today. It came down quite a bit yesterday. It is up today. It's up four. It's at $863, but really, it's not. It doesn't look like it's going to take off. But then again, it had gone up for, well, I suppose nearly 12 or 13 days with only one down day. So, that might be just looking at just a little bit of a pause in that uptrend from the 800 level, and I suppose we'll see in the next a couple of days what's actually going to happen with that one. Palladium is starting to look interesting again. It had been trading in that sort of 210 to 220 range. It's currently at 223, but it has been quite a bit higher today. It was at 20, excuse me, 228.50, so it's given up $5 of its move on the day, but it is sort of moving out of that very tight range we've seen for the last month and moving up into sort of the wider range it was in for most of the month of July and June, well, June and July, and the top of that range is at 230. If it were to sort of break through the sort of 230 to 235 level and move up out of that, well, that would be starting to look much more encouraging for Palladium. I don't think there's any real panic about getting in too late, because I mean, the last nice big rally it had, it went to 340, and it may not go back that high again, but somewhere in that region is not beyond the bounds of possibilities. So we'll see what happens as it goes further. I did a big thing on the LME last week, and I was looking at lead, and I thought that that it was looking really quite good. But since then, it's actually the backwardation of that has really tightened right up, and it's currently sitting at, excuse me, at 863 on the 3 month, and at 910 on the spot. It's up, but it's up today. It's up 25 on the spot. But we are starting to see some lower highs on that spot chart. So if it doesn't move up in the next couple of days, the chances of it actually making new highs are looking increasingly slim. Nickel went through the 14,000 level today. It's up 450. It's currently sitting at 14,250, and there's a little bit of resistance there at the 14,000 level. So the fact that it just went straight through it today is looking quite good, but we'd like to see it, at least for one thing, close up there and then stay up there, maybe come back and test the 14,000 level, but then rally up again. It since it's come down from those sort of really quite large highs at the 16,000 level, or there thereabouts. It came down quite quickly, and it seems to, wanted to rally up from that low around the sort of 13,000 level. So we'll see what it does from here. Tin having moved up out of that very tight range that it was trading in for really quite a long time. It had that big dynamic last week, and excuse me. Having that sort of big dynamic on Friday, it's really come back to the 9,000 level as a sort of a support, which was the top of the range of that sort of long range we had for about 6 or 7 weeks. So we'll see if it really holds that 9,000 level and decides to go off again. But it's at least it's definitely looking more bullish than bearish, having broken out of that range to the upside and maintained the break to a greater or lesser extent. Looking then at the commodities, orange juice today took a big jump, and I put the charts in the comment of the day, and that's 100% based on the citrus growing federation or whatever they call themselves coming out and saying that the industry's taken a $150 million hit. And that and there I've read a number of different news stories, and I don't think any two of them have had the same number as to how much of the crop was destroyed. So the truth of it is they don't know. But we'll, depending on how bad that news is, as we get fresh estimates coming in as the days go by, the chances of orange juice going up higher than the high back in sort of late July will become increasingly better. The lumber was also are very interesting charts, especially the longer term ones, because lumber was already quite overextended, and we're not really all that far off, pretty much the all-time high, which was set back at the end of 1993. So, obviously, if the boom in if the boom in house building continues in the US, we'll see those continue, or the lumber continue to go back up. But considering it's never been higher than around 468, or whatever that number was I put in the comment of the day, I think it would be surprising to see it go through that with any kind of real force. And looking at it today, it really hasn't been very convincing. We had 2 good days of moves, and today, while it is up on the near future, and that was the September future, it's actually it's up, but it's down on the day, so it's actually unchanged. It opened up, but it's fallen down to where it closed yesterday. So, and that market should be closed in another couple of minutes. So that's more or less where it's end of the day. So there's the sort of initial 2 or 3 days where there's been a lot of action, and then we just sort of come back into the sort of as opposed to panic, more the indecision mode. Where we'll see what lumber does over the next couple of weeks. And that's more or less what I said about cotton yesterday, that we were looking for something more to happen, that there was just a couple of days where it really had some spectacular moves. And it's been pretty volatile today, because I looked at it about a half an hour ago, and it was more or less down on the day, but it has rallied, and it's up on the day at the moment. It's up 15 cents. It's at 47.50. But it is it's really not up very much on where it closed yesterday. So really only barely up on where it closed yesterday. So there's still plenty of room for this to go down, and we'll have to see if it puts in a couple of good solid up days in the next couple of weeks. Then coffee really having really surged quite dramatically after that the hurricane news. It fell quite a lot yesterday, and it's up a little bit today. It's sitting at 67.10. Pretty small candle, and we're having had that really big one 3 days ago. We're sitting at only about a third of the way up that big candle at the moment, so we've given up a lot of the gains. And well, we do have a sort of tentative support at 65, so we'll see what happens. The feeder cattle, having made a new high yesterday, fell off a bit today. They went down 1 point, $1.38. They're sitting at 114 35 at the moment, and they have been as low as $13, $113. So while that sort of uptrend is still it's still there, and we are getting new highs, and there is higher lows. The amplitude of that range where it was trending up is becoming smaller all the time, which is sort of, means that it's running out of momentum as it's going up. So, if that breaks down, for example, if it went through 110, that would be really taking an awful lot of the momentum out of the market and be indicating that it was either going to trade sideways or trade down. But we have had down days like this on in the last 6 or 7 weeks or so. So that doesn't mean that feeder cattle are on the way out, and they may well still go up another bit, but they are starting to run out of steam because the trend is very much starting to flatten out. And I suppose the big story, another big story today, was oil, and that has gone huge today. So it's currently sitting at 48.70, which is 20 cents up on the last time I looked at it, which was only about 20 minutes ago. That trend is really accelerating. I had a letter in today asking, if oil were to fall dramatically, was that going to have an impact on silver? And I know that something that a lot of people look at is the gold oil ratio, which is at historically high level. In that, in other words, oil is remarkably overpriced against gold. And I'm not sure. I'm really. I'll have to really look into that, sort of the validity of that ratio and the logic behind it a little bit more. But when that ratio is so overextended, the chances of it snapping back become increasingly high, and oil is really starting to, that trend is really, really accelerating. Whereas, gold is still, while it's definitely going up, it's still in a range, and we haven't seen, gold develop a trend, not yet at least. But with oil sitting at 48.70, the $50 mark is, within spitting distance, really, with the way that it's been moving, and that is a remarkably big psychological level. So I suppose we'll see how it goes in the next couple of days. I suppose the other thing is that, with just going back to what Ian Little commented a couple of days ago, that I put in the comment of the day, that with such inflated levels for oil, that it may well be soaking up demand for some of the other commodities as money flows into oil and people try to take advantage of this big trend. Well, when I say a big trend, it's a 6 week sort of trend, at least this step of it. And if it were to fall, I suppose we may see a little bit more liquidity in some of the other commodities, but that's definitely something we'll have to see how that goes. Home heating oil was has just performed very much in line with gold, and I just typed in the wrong ticker. That is currently sitting at 126.50, and that is, that is not, that hasn't accelerated as much as gold, or sorry, as oil, but it is definitely accelerating. Natural gas was up today as well, but that is still very much in a downtrend. It's at 5.49 at the moment, so it's up more or less 11 cents on the day. But that is, we've had just lower highs and lower lows for the last 3 months now, and there doesn't seem to be any reprieve at all, which is a bit puzzling. But I'm not really sure what the answer to that question is. I suppose going back to the gold, sorry, the coal article I put in the comment of the day yesterday, that mentioned that there was less demand for natural gas from the power industry. But I wonder, is that the reason that natural gas has been falling for the last 3 or 4 months? We'll see. But going on to the indices, and especially leading from that that high oil price, and because the oil has really surged in the last couple of hours, the Dow is down currently at 10,004, so it's and that it's down nearly 80 points on the day, and that is that has accelerated in the last half an hour or so as the oil prices has surged up. I wonder, is the has there been any news specifically relating to that oil price, because it really has surged just in the last half hour, 45 minutes or so. But no, it's there doesn't seem to be any news popping up on the Bloomberg. But that is having a direct effect on the Dow and the S&P. The S&P is currently at 1,087, so it is still above that sort of psychological 10,080 level. The Nasdaq is down 17.5 at 1,813. The second section in Japan last night did find support at 3,000, and it bounced a little bit. And that fed through into the Nikkei, which went up 129, so that's at 10,903. So that's very much at the bottom of the range. So that is definitely one that never really broke the bottom of the range. The Nikkei had been sort of middle of the range on the way down when all the other indices broke the bottom of their ranges, and now at the bottom of its range, it seems to be rallying a little bit. So we'll see if that if it gets back up to the top of the range. That would be quite interesting. Now the DAX finished down at 3.5 points. It had been up a little bit during the day, but when the US opened and started going down, the DAX just turned around and went straight with it. So that's at 37.22 at the moment. The CAC had been positive all day, gave up a little bit of those gains. Towards the end of the session, it finished up almost 3 points at 35.44. The FTSE was finished up yesterday and finished up almost 7.5 points today at 43.62. The SMI is currently at 53.51, and that's up 25 points. But that was up. Sorry, I think that was down quite a bit yesterday. I'm just going to pull that chart up. So that really broke the bottom of its range, and it's well below the bottom of the range at the moment. It did find support at 5,300, and it's while it opened, it did open up today, but it lost a lot of the gains from that open. But it did manage to close up 26 points. So that looks still looks like a little bit of a bounce. But I guess that's it for today. If you've got any questions, or if there's anything at all that I can put on the site to that you'd like me to show, I'm more than happy to do that. And thank you very much for listening.